It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Hi, Megan.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Good to see you.
It's great to see you. Always a pleasure. Each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a guest, and today's no exception. Megan, who have you brought us?
I'm delighted to introduce some individuals from the Amherst Glebe Arts Response, really incredible coordinated list of programming for Black History Month. And Lynn and Juana are going to walk us through a whole series of programming that's coming up starting this week, and all that's going on with the Big Read. And I'm excited that they're here.
Very, very excited. Folks, welcome to the program. We really appreciate you taking time today. Lynn, can you walk us through Amherst Glebe Arts Response? What is your organization and what does it do?
We are a nonprofit arts and humanities organization in Virginia. We were founded in 2006. We're located primarily in Amherst County. But we do programming throughout Greater Lynchburg and the state of Virginia, and sometimes we even did an opera in Romania. So we sometimes get outside that area. This is a program called The Big Read, and The Big Read is a program of the National Endowment for the Arts, and they wanted us to read a book, and we chose the book Homecoming by Yah Jesse. And Juana will tell you more about that. And we will be doing a series of about 30 or 40 programs, about three quarters of which are public and free to the public. And some of them are private book clubs that are meeting in people's houses to discuss the book. I would like to also say that we're doing a bunch of genealogy programs about Black history connected to the book or connected to how your family's history might relate to a family like the families in Homegoing. And that is funded by the Virginia Humanities, and the whole thing is co-funded by Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, which we'd like to say thank you very much to Greater Lynchburg Foundation. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, fantastic information, Lynn. Duana, tell us about the upcoming programs and what folks can expect.
Sure. Well, thanks for having us and having me here today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So we are having a discussion tomorrow evening at Sweetbriar at 7 o'clock in our Pinnell Gallery, discussing the Big Read Choice, Yah Jesse's Homegoing book. We're going to explore a lot of the themes that she raises. It's a fantastic, very captivating read. Exploring over 300 years of history about the transatlantic slave trade and the legacies of African history and African-American history in America in the relationship with Africa. And then on Sunday, I'm going to be on a panel with some other scholars and community members, Lynn Rainville, who has done extensive research on Sweetbriar College's history. And she's going to talk about Black cemeteries and Sweetbriar College and the history of African-Americans and workers on this campus. Crystal Ronson, who had family who worked for Sweetbriar College, will talk about some of that history, as well as the community in Coolwell, in Amherst and the church community. And I'll talk a bit about African-American neighborhoods and schools in Amherst, principally Central High School, and the connection of institutions and networks, social networks that exist. And those are two of the programs, but there's a whole slate of other programs that are associated with the Big Read that I'll be happy to share. I'm sure Lynn can talk more about as well, that will be going on throughout the next couple of months.
Well, this sounds like some fantastic information and just such a rich history that quite frankly needs to be explored.
I think so, too. Thank you. Yeah.
Now more than ever, I'll
add. Absolutely. Folks can learn more by visiting Share Greater Lynchburg. If you type in Amherst Glebe Arts Response, you'll get a complete list of everything. And then there are links to all the different programs and all the different events. And the events that that are free to the public and open, or if there's any that you need to RSVP, or it's a private event, you can learn that information there as well. Lynn, how long has your organization been in existence?
Yeah, since 2006. Sorry. And we do a jazz series. We do an early music series. Okay. We've done theater. We do a variety of things. excuse me. also this weekend, we have Kumba Dance Theater on the 8th at Second Stage in Amherst from 4 to 8. It is not free. It is $10 for adults and $5 for students. And if you have a WIC card, it is free, free to families with WIC cards, because we're part of a program from the Department of Health and the Department of the Virginia Commission for the Arts. That lets people in free to events, and we're happy to be part of that.
And if you haven't seen the Kumba Dance Ensemble, they are amazing.
Well, this is going to be very, very special. It's a premiere of Ghanaian dance. Sharon White Simpson, who's the director and the choreographer, has gotten together with some people from Ghana who brought the dances here with them when they came, and she's taught it to her students, and as well as the Kumba Dance Ensemble. Amherst County has been having a little African dance class since November, and we've had a group of people who have learned some of the Ghanaian dance and will be performing on Sunday, especially Julia Aya, who was a dance major at the University of Ohio and got into this group. And a woman named Ann Alex Packard, who used to be the head of the Connecticut College Dance Department. They both joined, and they are now part of this dance company that will be performing at 4 o'clock at Second Stage Amherst on Saturday. Okay?
That sounds great.
Absolutely. Just tremendous information. And again, visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org and type in Amherst Glebe Arts Response, and you can learn more about all the different upcoming events and programs. Megan, speaking of Share Greater Lynchburg, how are things going?
Great. I did want to say that we're going to go ahead and send the newsletter out a little bit earlier this week so that we can capture all the events coming up this week. So you'll see that in your inboxes today with this list of all the programming, so you don't have to remember it all in the brochure, because it is quite a lot of inventory. And I think, on behalf of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, we're just delighted that the funding from our generous donors could be used for incredible programming like this. It's wonderful, rich programming that our community needs, and it's just fabulous that Amherst Glebe Arts Response has taken on so many different initiatives this month that we can be part of. So thank you to Lynn and Duana for being here and for taking part in that. Speaking of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, we have launched our Century Fund grant application window that starts February 1st and runs through February 28th. That's a $100,000 grant that has been given out for the last 5 years. And it is all that information can be found on our website, lynchburgfoundation.org. We invite organizations to apply who have transformational projects that need support. In the past, those have been capital campaigns, physical plant improvements, launching new initiatives and programs or new spaces. So dream big and apply. I think last year we had something in the neighborhood of 27 applicants, and certainly love reading over all of those. And the committee is very committed to that process. We also have scholarships open up right now. We have many scholarships that can be applied for from across the region. They're on our website. There is a listing of each scholarship and who is eligible, what schools are eligible, and kind of what the scholarship focuses on. We've had, you know, incredible donors to set up these scholarships in honor, in memory of other people in their lives that has that will benefit youth in the community. So we want to make sure that parents and educators know about these scholarships and know that that window is open through March 15th. And pretty soon our spring grant application, competitive application deadline will launch, and we'll be talking about that more later. But right now, Century Fund and scholarships are the focal point. And for Share Greater Lynchburg, you know, we always have our lunch and learns. We have one tomorrow at the YMCA. It's almost today at noon is the deadline to sign on for that. We currently have 18 coming to the YMCA on Old Forest Road to learn about all the Y programs and all the ways that nonprofits can collaborate together to take part in the community and serve each other through the YMCA.
Well, absolutely. Folks, you can learn more by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Over 181 nonprofit organizations are featured on the platform. It's absolutely free for your organization to join and be part of. And it's a comprehensive list of each of these organizations, links back to those organizations, and needs of those organizations. It could be a volunteer opportunity. It could be a board volunteer opportunity. It could be something that that you know the organization needs in terms of donations or physical things, and you can purchase things right on the platform and have them delivered directly to that organization. It's a tremendous platform.
It really is.
Yep. More at sharegreaterlynchburg.org, and also for the foundation, lynchburgfoundation.org as well. You can learn so much more. Thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. And Lynn, looks like you have a thought.
I have one other thing that I'd like to mention, and that is that there is going to be a free program given by the Zeta Phi Beta sorority in conjunction with the Big Read program on the 15th, and that is going to be a genealogist named Renata Yarborough Sherman, and she is going to be speaking at the Pearson Center at 11, and you should definitely look on the site and find out what time that is. All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Lynn.
Well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining
us. Thanks, Juana.
We really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you later on. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we've got your audio vault that's on the way. Stay tuned.
Thank you.